Yes, good day everyone, and welcome. And so one of the orientation that's I've been talking about these last 2 weeks is that of wholesome and unwholesome, skillful and unskillful, and to learn to recognize when in meditation the mind is doing something unskillfully, that's unhelpful, not useful. And also to recognize the authority we give these unhealthy thoughts and ideas, their importance we grant them, and in doing so, being involved with them, maybe even perpetuating them. But also recognizing that there's an alternative, there is wholesome, skillful, useful, helpful ways of engaging the mind. And part of the healthy, wholesome ways is not to be angry or upset about the presence of unwholesome, but rather to meet everything with compassion, with kindness, but not with a compassion or kindness that accepts it in a way that just perpetuates it, accepts our involvement with it, our entanglement with it, accepts the way we give it importance and authority, but lovingly and openly, kindly, stepping away from it, and either holding it kindly, or focusing on something which is more wholesome. So in both circumstances, one of the most wholesome things we can do is to meet everything with friendliness. It's my translation for today for metta, sometimes translated as goodwill, sometimes as loving kindness. And so when we have unwholesome states of mind, that we look upon that with kindness, with friendliness, but not to, you know, condone it, but just to, but not to condemn it either, but to end the ways in which we perpetuate these things, but to hold it kindly so it can relax perhaps, or so that we can relax around it. And to view everything in a friendly way, to view ourselves, be our own friend, be a friend for our breathing. So to have goodwill, friendliness to all things. And it doesn't have to be so complicated to do so, maybe, but some very simple, basic human capacity for kind of a simple friendliness to our experience. And to begin this meditation, you might close your eyes. And you might simply think about some person or animal or location, anything at all, which when you are with this person or being or location, that it's pretty simple and natural for you to have a friendly disposition. Maybe appreciation of the person, the people, the beings. Maybe a sense of friendliness. And maybe imagine being in the presence of the person, or imagine a time when you had this friendly feeling for the person. And feel it in your body. Feel it in your heart. Maybe even noticing what happens in your mind when you have this friendliness. And then to maybe let go of the memory or the being you're thinking about. But let's keep the sense, the feeling of friendliness, the sense of it. Almost maybe as if it's an open door, and then you allow your experience to come into it. And then allow your breathing to come into your simple friendliness. Maybe in a friendly way that's meant to support your body's breathing, taking a few longer, slower, deeper breaths. Breathing in, breathing out. To be with someone as a friend means to be present for them. Not too much and not too little, but to be present in a friendly way. Then letting your breathing return to normal. And continue to be with your breathing in a friendly way, or allow your breathing to breathe through or with a feeling of friendliness and kindness. And if there's any mind states that arise that are difficult or aversive or impatient or some ways are considered unwholesome, see what it's like to not condemn it, be upset by it, but rather to be friendly towards it. As if you're friendly with an angry person, and the friendliness helps the angry person to relax. A simple friendliness to yourself, including what's difficult, to maybe allow something to relax. And to support that, maybe you can relax parts of your body. A friendly relaxation of the shoulders, the belly, muscles of the face, and a friendly softening, relaxing of the mind. And maybe there are many ways to be friendly. See during this meditation whether you can find your way to do it in a simple way, without a high standard, but just good enough, friendly disposition of goodwill, care, kindness. As an orientation for how to sit in this meditation. be during this meditation, you don't have to bother being involved in unwholesome mind states. This is a time you can take a vacation or a break from your involvement with them. Any involvement except a basic friendliness to all things, including what's unwholesome. One way to be friendly in meditation, friendly towards all experience. Whatever you're mindful of while you meditate, you might gently, quietly meet it with the word yes. The word yes might protect you from unwholesome states and might evoke in you a wholesome state in relationship to what's present. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to turn our goodwill outward into the world, to in a sense gaze upon the world with kind eyes in a way that might be easier or clearer when we're calm or settled. One of the great questions is, why not be friendly? And chances are there's not a lot of good reasons to avoid being friendly. Friendly doesn't have to be dramatic or doesn't require much of us. We have to do something or agree with people or invite them into our homes. It just means that we have goodwill in our hearts, that we look upon them in friendly ways, even if we keep walking away. But to always come back to being friendly, to learn the art of walking in the world in a friendly way. And it's basic friendliness is a way of enacting the wish, or supporting the wish, or contributing to the possibility that all beings be happy, that all beings be safe, that all beings be peaceful, that all beings be free. May we remember to be friendly, so we can contribute to the welfare and happiness of all beings.